to start?
Yes, ma'am. I'm from PMG.
Yes,
can
please,
I just
please
just close the recorder?
Okay,
just
no problem.
Okay,
thank you. Now I want to check. Do we phone it? Can you phone? Because we must get used to doing things correctly. Everybody who is supposed to be here must be here. Ne? Otherwise,
I hear you.
No, but it's not supposed to be like that. No, there is procedure. No? We have to adhere to the procedure all the time. And if we get used to that, no, we will then not violate even bigger things. Take care of pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. So people must just learn, you know, to adhere to the rules, procedure to the latter, and not bend the rules and expect that we understand that they can bend a little bit of the rules. No, that's where the trouble starts, when we show tolerance for those wrong things. Alright, shall we then start? I just want to check if the members who joined us have their package in front of them. We are about adoption of the fourth quarter report. Okay, so you have. It's not going to be a long meeting, but thank you so much. Honourable members, a copy of the agenda was circulated, and the agenda is as tabled. In terms of item number one, I would like us to bow our heads and observe a moment of silence for prayer or meditation. Thank you. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to the staff. I'd also like to greet the stakeholders present here. In terms of public participation, our meetings get advertised, so you would also expect that you would have people from the public, you know, showing interest in our meeting. But what's key is us doing the right thing. We have advertised this meeting. If there are people from outside, I would like to welcome them. And you are all very, very welcome. I wish to welcome you all to this meeting, wherein we will consider and adopt the committee's 2016/17 fourth quarter expenditure report. Now, what is key is findings and recommendations. Indeed, we need to formulate recommendations that will assist the departments, but also Parliament, to make an impact in its intervention. So I would really want to thank all of you for coming, but also for your full participation during the intense process in the last term, where we were considering all the, you know, looked at the department's reports, called them, and those hearings that we had. I really would like to thank you indeed for participating. And just today we're closing the chapter on the fourth quarter report. So with these few words, may I then indicate that I have a problem with a meeting within a meeting. I do have a problem. Those meetings, they actually detract me. So we must all focus, because if there were meetings, we should hold those meetings a day before and before the meeting starts. Once the meeting starts, let's focus so that we can achieve on the objective of this meeting. So I'm looking forward to, as we go through the report, indeed, we have to produce a quality report. Today, I will also entertain typographical mistakes, but also the content must be correctly written out, because this report will be on Hansard. And indeed, as we grow older and we leave the space for our children, they will come in, they must find that we did the right things. The report should still, you know, project our good work and earn respect from even the future generations that will use our report for reference. So thank you so much. Now we will then, there's a special welcome to the two honorable members who joined us. And honorable members, in terms of the rules, you are recognized as members and you are allowed full participation in our meeting. That's not what I'm saying, it is prescribed. So thank you, please feel free and please participate as you like, as you wish and as you like, and then help us also to achieve the objective of this meeting. Thank you very much. We will then move on to item number 2, which is apologies.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honourable Members. We have an apology from Honourable Sheikh Imam and Honourable Dunwini, who are attending other committee meetings, and Honourable Manan and Honourable Shafis Utoli, who are off stage.
Okay. Honourable Members, do you accept the apologies?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I will then say there's a proposal by Honourable Member Kobaza and then seconded by Honourable Member Sinukwanyane. Thank you very much. The apologies are accepted. But there is this long-standing apology from Mr. Honourable Member Dlamini. I don't know if Honourable Whip, you can then engage his whip just to check if he is permanently taken away from us. And if that is the case, they must then send us a replacement. Thank you very much. We now move on to item number 3, consideration and adoption of the committee's draft report on the fourth quarter expenditure patterns for the 2016/17 financial year. The report was circulated to members. I assume that members gave themselves time to go through the report. And the main reason for circulating is that as members read and they still discover further that they need to make further inputs, they then forward those to the Secretariat without waiting for this meeting. But we today have a last chance to make those further inputs, and then we then adopt the, if we all agree, we adopt the report. Now, we'll start with page 1. On page 1, are there any further inputs or corrections? Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't know whether it's the case with other members, but my copy of the report doesn't have page 4.
It's true. I don't have. Okay. Can I check how many members are missing out on their page 4? How many? So you're on yourself and you also don't have page 4? Honourable Member McLaughlin?
I'm saying it looks like the ones we've got are only printed on one side.
Okay. So do you now have the one that is printed both sides and you have your page 4? Yes. Mfusi, if Ninga, you can try by all means that as you prepare, the meeting does not stop because of work that has still got to be corrected. Please, you know, if everyone can do his work as expected, we will not have this. Now we can't start, we must wait. There's no way in the rules that they say we must wait. When we start, we must wait for corrections. There's no way. We must come here fully prepared, and which means if we all do our work, we will not have this disruption. And I actually, to be honest, disruptions of my meetings are unacceptable. All right. Thank you very much. Shall we proceed? your page, yeah, page one. Any correction? Even if it's a typographical correction, which is allowed. Page one. Page two.
Just for clarity, for a person who does not know enough, the on page two, the heading speaks about the department that understands and recorded the largest variant in Rand Valley now in the that we are referring to Rand Valley. But yes, I think it has been answered because I was looking at, for instance, the department that has understand by less than 0.5%, which according to Treasury would not be a significant underspend, but because you refer to Rand Valley, then I think that's where the argument is, which I'm fine with.
Okay, so you are happy with that?
I'm sorted, yeah, okay. With explanation.
All right. No, that's fine. Any other intervention on page two? None. Shall we move to page three? Any correction or any addition or maybe recrafting of a sentence so that it carries the message that we'd like to see carried out to the world out there? None. Page four. Page page six. Page seven. Page eight.
At the top of page eight, it's the Division of Revenue Act, not the Division of the Revenue Act. On the second line, right at the end of the line, take the word "the" out, please.
Yes, I'm sure we all agree on the correction. Division of Revenue, yeah. Not of the revenue. Agreed? Agreed. Okay.
Ma'am, I also just wanted to, I'm sure the secretary can help you with this, is do we express anywhere our concern with the fact that basic education underspent, sorry, this is the one.
Are you on page 8?
Yeah, I'm not seeing where I'm supposed to be, sorry.
On page
8. This is Colter, yes, Colter underspent. And I said one of the reasons was the withholding of the 1.8 million local government equitable share. Now, what happened, as we know, is because municipalities weren't able to pay Eskom on time, the Treasury said, well, then we're withholding your share because you haven't paid Eskom. I think, if I remember rightly, we expressed a concern with this approach, because if you withhold money from them, it made it even harder for them to pay Eskom. If we give them the money, they'll be able to pay Eskom. So it seemed that we were acting contrary, and I think we should mention it somewhere here that we had a concern with the approach. Although it's in terms of the law, the approach was that take away their money because they're not paying their bills. We need to understand, give them the money so they can pay their bills.
Okay.
No, it's fine, Chair. It's not captured as the honourable member is expressing it, but I propose that because there will be other issues picked up as well. We want to capture all the concerned members again. So as they are raising them, I'll capture it there. And then right at the end, we'll read them out for you, then you judge
the recommendation somewhere that we need to relook at this.
Okay. Absolutely.
We should recommend to Treasury to have another look at this.
At the approach.
It should start with the finding. This is what we found, and then we recommend.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thanks. Shall we move to page 9? Page 9. Okay, to move faster, I will then say paragraph, the first paragraph, second paragraph, 3.4.2, 3.4.3, 3.4.4. We move to the next page, which is page 10. The first paragraph, second paragraph, 4th paragraph, 5th paragraph. Let's go to page 11. The first paragraph, 3.5.1. Second paragraph, 3rd paragraph, the 4th paragraph. Honourable Topham.
The next is full stop at 3.5.2.
3.5.2.
4th line down.
4th line down.
One word in from the end of the line. There are 2 full stops.
There are 2 full stops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Shall we then move to page 12? Okay. Yes, honourable member Chopin.
If you want to be pedantic, 3.5.4, second verse, reads the major reason provided by process for the purpose of group as follows.
Line number.
Line number, the sentence starts in the second line.
Okay.
The major reasons provided by process for the group of groups are as follows, semicolon, metro rail, and then a semicolon again. Now see, it follows on with the word projects below, much later. So I think before the metro rail, you might want to put onto a new sentence. put a minus sign before it, and then go down and in front of the projects one, put a minus sign as well.
Yeah.
You want to be prepared to make.
Do we all agree? Agreed. Okay. Have you captured it? Thank you. Thank you very much. And then we then move again over to 12. Any correction or reconfiguration or content maybe issue on page 12? None. Let's go to page 13.
Just a question for me.
Okay.
Page 13, the 3.6.2 paragraph. The third line, what does the F represent, just if it does mean that?
Okay, it's a mistake. This is what we're cleaning up. Thank you so much. You see, you're already adding value here. Thanks. Shall we then proceed? That F is gone. 13. Any other correction? Okay, we move to 14. Okay. Then move to 15, page 15.
It's not a correction.
On page?
On page 16.
Okay.
It's not a correction, but I think it's something that the committee may want to look at in the future. See, for instance, when you say the ANI project.
Okay, which paragraph?
Your paragraph 3.8.3.
Okay.
You say Giani project. Now for anybody who reads the document, it will be very difficult to trace and follow what we are referring to. But at least if that is located within a particular area, if that place is in Giani, for instance, it's a Giani project in Giani, if it is in Giani or Toyano or wherever. And the same would go for Umzimbubu Dam. One would know whether it is in the Western Cape or wherever, but I think if some indication that would speak to a known location possibly, but perhaps for the committee it's easy because you're sitting there every day and you know where Umzimbubu is and you know where the Kiani project is. But for me, who's reading it, it's a struggle to follow.
Honourable member has a point. Shall we agree that you also, contextualize this thing within this area? Giani project, because you can find Giani even in KZN. Right? So that we guide people properly. Okay, agree?
Yeah, it's a chair. We can insert something now because we can just craft something that says in Giani thorough check and then give a brief description of the product itself. The product is going to provide water services in the Limpopo area. So we can take the back approach and leave now, but also we want it also for future recharge as well.
As you speak, you have to effect those changes, because when we adopt, we want to adopt with the amendment. Okay. Thank you very much. It makes sense, right? Thank you very much. Shall we... Is that all on page 16? Honourable Member Kobaza?
On 385. If we could write the WTE in full and then abbreviate it in brackets.
Yes, it's true. We have too many abbreviations.
No, it is written somewhere, Chair. I did see it prior to this page. It is there.
Yeah.
So this one is fair. It's fine. If you can page back, if you page back to page 15.
Mm-hmm.
Page 15, 3.8,
but I'm sure for continuity, so that as you read, you don't have to go backwards and forward. Shall we write it in full and then write it in brackets?
No, Chair. This is the procedure.
This is the procedure.
Yes.
Okay.
You only do it once as your first, whenever it appears for the first time, and subsequent to that you
abbreviate.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. Accepted. Are we all in agreement? I'm told it is the rules, and some of us are so rigid here. We really want to go by the rules, nothing else. Can't bend the rules. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine. Thank you very much. Shall we move to page 17? Page 18.
Sorry, sure.
Oh, page 17, Honourable Member Kobaza.
Just as if we go to 4.1, it says that the Minister of Finance should ensure the following, and then we repeat that. Is it correct? Perhaps we shouldn't we remove that in 4.1 from 4.2 and so on and so on, because we start with the sentence with it on top. At
can
this
we,
four,
can we
4.11
and
4.12 and 4.13, the others are okay.
Shall we discuss and agree on this one? Yes, Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam. I would suggest that we just change the wording at the top. 4.1 should read, the Minister of Finance should ensure that, and then the rest should just take out that National Treasury together with, and so on. So take out the that's in 1, 2, 3, and change the first one.
Okay. There's a proposal. Are we in agreement?
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Nema. Thank you. And then, shall we then also apply that to 4.2?
Yes.
We move to page 18.
Same
with 4.3. Same with 4.4. Content, are you happy with the content? And the spelling, are we happy with the spelling? There are no spelling mistakes. 20.
Amendment 19 before we carry on. I just wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah, on page 19?
In 435. We call it critical funded vacant posts. Shouldn't there be a comma there somewhere? Because the posts are critical, they're funded, and they're vacant. We have a list of things, we should have commas in them. Or we should change the end.
Yeah, I think that would have to come in immediately after posts.
No, we should
comma.
Critical, comma, funded, and vacant posts are full time.
Oh, yeah. Critical, oh yeah, right. Critical, comma,
and vacant.
Funded, and yes. Thank you very much. Yes, makes sense. Makes sense. We then go to page 20. That correction is still there, ne?
Sorry, ma'am, can I do another one on 19?
19.
441. The second last line, plans is aligned, should read plans are aligned.
Yeah, that is plans and are. Plans and is. We don't go together. Yes, plans are. Mr. Top. Honorable Chop.
And 442. Okay.
I've recognized yourself, Mr. Kobasa. On page 20. Are you still... Okay, let me find out. Are you still on page 19?
On 19, yeah.
Okay, let's deal with page 19 and then move to 20.
442.
Honorable Member Kobasa.
442, the second line, the Chief Procurement Officer. Because it starts, it says...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Office of the Chief Procurement
Officer. Second line. The Department of Water and Sanitation, together with the Office of the Chief Procurement Officer. Yes, that's correct. Thank you. We move to page 20.
Before we carry on, 4.4, we should apply the same direction that we applied 4.4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shall we agree that? It will be carried through. Yes. Okay. Thank you. We now move to 20. Honourable Member Topham.
4.4.7. Second line. Ensure that the members delete there are. Just ensure that the measurement systems are safe.
Okay. Shall we effect that change? Thank you. Indeed, we continue to add value to this document. And thank you so much. We move to page 21.
So, I'm still on page 20, ma'am.
Oh, page 20.
And those same words again in 449.
449.
Critical vacant posts. Critical funded vacant posts.
All critical, comma, funded, and vacant post. Thank you very much. Alright. So we now safely are you on page 20? 21. Yes, let's move to page 21.
On 18.
Alright, you corrected my thanks. Alright, we go to 21.
4.6.1. Last sentence, there is alignment, we are aligned.
Plans are aligned, safe correction. Yeah.
4.6.3, last bullet point, it must be urgently, L-Y, spared.
Where is it? It's 4.6.3?
Last bullet point,
urgently develop. Thank you very much. Shall we then move to 22? Still on 21?
Well, Chair, they may need to look at what he has been raising, if that is the approach on 4.6.2.
Okay. Department of Transport ensures that all critical, we said this must carry through. Mm. Yes, they must just call and. But maybe as we get along, we just say this one, so that it's done now. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, ma. Thank you. Thank you for your understanding. Shall we then move to 22? Honourable Member Topham?
That first paragraph, I don't know how to correct it, but is one sentence, an entire paragraph there, and I think three ends in it. 4.6.5, the first paragraph. We need to, I think, try and stop it at the last end by the effect of this program or something. It's not as a new sentence somehow. I don't think we have to work it out. We can just leave it to them to try and make it easier to read. And the RAND there must be a capital R in that paragraph. RAND must have a capital R.
Okay,
we'll make it in this. I think it's too long like that.
Okay.
And then just make it a capital R for the RAND. And then also, Madam Chair, 4.7.1, last sentence again, there's an is, which should be an R in my opinion. Same thing again.
Yeah. You see, it's the same myth.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But third language always happens.
All right. So how are we concluding on the 4.6.5?
The proposal, Chair, after Department of Transport and PRASA develop and set explicit targets and submit total reports on, and then we'll put those other points listed as.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are we in agreement?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Thank you. 23.
Sorry, and then
4.7.3, the last bullet.
Yes.
Urgently again. Urgently,
yeah.
Thank you. 4.7.2 again, the critical funded posts. Yes. Okay.
Procurement officer on 4.8.2, which was raised there. Procurement officer instead of procurement officer.
CPR officer, yes. At 4.8.4 again, critical funded vacant.
Okay.
And then on 4.8.3, I think the word 2 is unnecessary, so it should just be that the Department of Correctional Services immediately involved.
Okay. You have it?
Same on 4.8.5.
The two finger there. Okay. 4.8.5. Correctional
services
considered. Yeah. All right. Corrected. Yeah. So can we move to page 24? There's this, just one question that I want, I know there's just, it's a clarity seeking question. How come we talk to the different ministers of the different departments about the same thing? Is it not a cut and paste? Because, okay, let me give you a practical example. You see 4.6? And 4.6.3, this is the same as in your 4.5. But do you understand what I mean?
Yes, no.
Please explain to me, let's understand why are we talking to them using the same language if their challenges are the same.
Understanding 3.1, we talk about the
challenges that are across,
okay,
cutting
across
all that are cutting across all the departments. I'm just going to go there to indicate which one. So there was misalignment between spending levels and the targets achieved. There were funded, there were vacancies, issues with vacancies, issues with procurement.
Blaming frameworks as well.
Yeah, okay. And challenges in capacity of departments for effective implementation of sound financial administration and management.
Mm.
And contract management, so it's
okay.
Generic
so
challenges.
So this one comes from that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so
on the generic challenges.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the recommendation, what we proposed to the committee, there are specific recommendations for DCME and national as custodians now of the planning frameworks from the DCME side and for the public finance from the federal side. But we've also added now specific to the ministry themselves to also implement those concerns that you raised that they should be addressed.
Okay. No, that's fine. At least I now understand. All right, page 23, we're done. Page 24.
Yeah.
Yes, Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Mayor. A few repeats. Top line, plans are instead of plans is.
Okay.
Then 495, again, critical funded and vacant posts. 410, the last line, should read budgets so as to minimize the impact. Two added there. 411, third line down, the last word in the line should be on, not in. Focused
okay.
on aligning budget preparation.
Aligning, yeah. On aligning, yeah. On.
And then in the next line, I would suggest that should come in there with planning and ensuring that performance measures adhere to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we in agreement? Agreed.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Member Topham?
449.3, third line. Procurement Office, Common Development, Implement Mechanisms for Insuring, not at Insuring. I think it's plural, not singular.
Yeah, got it. So the S there, Mechanisms?
For Insuring.
At Insuring that it's Contract Management System.
And that is an awkward paragraph as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I sort of understand what you have there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's almost like that last
okay.
Four words there should be another sentence as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you captured it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also do it on we will also do it follow the approach that we followed earlier and separate it and do it point by
Point, all the points.
The contract management one point. Yes, SNME 1.10. Clear.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Rule
has always said. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Thanks. Shall we move to 25?
You know, one gentleman, Chaperfield.
Is it on that page? Is that one?
Yes, on that very long sentence.
Okay.
We complained that he was talking very long, for very long, and he said to us, "No, I was taught to speak in what we call this long thing, complex sentences." He says he was taught complex sentences.
Complex.
That's why he's
okay. Now
they might have been taught complex sentences.
So we are here as public representatives. We see through the eyes of the public. So we want to simplify it and give simple sentences that can be easily understood. Okay, no, that's fine. Thanks.
Okay, I was taught to write in a way that a judge can understand.
You see
that?
And
that most judges are stupid. So
something
when it comes to numbers.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Shall we then move on to page
the responses to the recommendations as set out in section 4 above by the relevant executive authority must be sent to Parliament within 60 days of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. Now, as you would know, procedurally, once this is tabled, the Speaker's office will then refer it. For instance, if it was a department, would refer this to the relevant department. Now, here we're talking to so many departments. I hope the Speaker will be aware of this and send to all the departments so that there's responses within 60 days. I don't know, you must tell us the procedure, how does it work? Honourable Member JL. See, there are many departments here. But
now
all
it's
of
simple.
Eh.
Send a copy to them.
Send all the copy to them, all of them.
All of them.
So all of them, eh?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
and
progressive
then
thinking. After 80 seats, eh?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. That's fine. I'm happy. It does look like we've come to the end of the report. Okay, I see their hands. Honourable Member JL, and then Honourable Member Topham, and then we'll listen to the content advisor.
So it's just a small question. What is the reason for the document to be dated tomorrow? I mean, is there any particular reason?
Okay. There was supposed to be an activity today, so those people postponed. So when they postponed, we then had a gap. We then said,
okay,
bring this one forward. Mm. So, but that's correct, yeah. Yeah. Alright. Want to remember Chokem?
Become a lawyer.
No, they angels only. I'm very happy. Actually, must become a permanent member of this committee. I don't know what magic I can use, you know. My magic wand. And then he ends up, you know, as a permanent member.
I just want to say I've read many reports prepared in various functions in politics today. I mean, it's a well-written report for me. It's a well-done report.
Okay. The only high risk when you keep on praising them is that they then become complacent. Now my warning is please don't be complacent. But also we need to give you feedback. But don't be complacent. Keep up the good work. Yeah? You must remember Mr. Topham is a lawyer. They are very particular. Lawyers, they pick up things quick in their report. So he's, yeah. So if you please the lawyer, then you're fine. And I can see everybody is happy. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. And then the other area of improvement is, when we have the documents here, we must not be told here that there are pages that are missing. That tells us that the preparations were not properly done. So everybody, if everyone, you know, we don't want to be problematic, but if everyone can prepare his side of the story and play along, then we'll be this good, excellent committee. So can we then tighten the loose screws so that we can become stronger and stronger every day? And of course, our main concern, even yesterday, was with this hard work, we have not had the luxury of receiving the communications service. And that has made people to think we're not working. We've been working very hard. But to be honest, also I want to be reassured that all our meetings have been advertised. Because one role of the communication section is to advertise our meetings, and then also make sure that we also receive the media attention on, not every day, on those critical issues that we deal with, so that the community out there can see that we are addressing those issues. We're not just sitting here, we are addressing them. You see, when we acted promptly on the financial management system, I promise you, we were quoted to say the committee has called to show that we are addressing and we are swift, we're moving swiftly, you know, in our way, because we are here to work, not just to sit in the office, to work, and the community that we are representing here must get that, the same understanding that we are working hard and continue to trust us with the responsibility that they put in our hands. So we just have not been happy with that part. If only that area can improve, we'll be happy. What else? Okay. I see your hand is still up.
You should get a copy of the final version sent to us by email. I can send it to our MPs. I think it's got a good overview.
Yeah. Okay. And then I know your hand was up.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have a draft finding in response to the concern raised by Honourable McLaughlin. I'll read it out slowly and we can engage with it. And I'll also read out the proposed recommendation.
Can you switch on this so that we can all hear you?
Okay, it would fall under, in the report itself, it would be under 3.3.2. And it is in response to the withholding of allocations to local government. So our concern is, beginning to read out now, the committee is concerned with the negative effect that the withholding of funds to municipalities may have on municipal service delivery, full stop. National Treasury should reconsider the approach to the withholding of funds, especially as it relates to the provision and payment of electricity services by municipalities and compliance with stipulation in the Division of Revenue Act. And another sentence, the withholding of funds should not compromise the ability of municipalities to provide basic services.
What's your take?
Okay.
Except that you will remember that in the past we've also complained about the withholding of grants where the department is ready to implement. And then they withhold. Can we talk to
situation.
Come again?
I say this is a different situation.
Okay.
Being withheld because the municipality hasn't paid
Eskom. Okay. Oh,
punishment of the municipality for not paying Eskom and withholding the money. But it's that same money the municipality could use to pay Eskom. So it's a catch 22.
Okay.
I think we're
okay.
Not concerned that we're preventing the municipalities from doing what they should be doing.
Okay.
Because they're not doing it.
Yeah, okay. It's not like helping, but it's aggravating.
Yeah, it's compounding
okay.
The problem.
Then what about the other one, the province, the where they withhold? It's not province, it's the national department. For instance, you remember, where they withheld money for bucket eradication at a stage when there was already a claim that was completed, and they were at an implementation stage, and then they withheld the money.
That was water and sanitation.
Yeah, yes. Water and sanitation.
It was because of the underspend on the overall budget, so the budget was cut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was because of the overall underspend. That had that impact. So it's very difficult sometimes.
Okay.
Because you never know at the time what's about to happen. Not informed until afterwards.
Okay. But I'm saying, I hear the cut due to underspending. Now I'm talking about the grants here.
They don't cut in the middle of the year? Or
not in the middle of the year, at the end of the financial year. When a grant has not been spent, they then take it and allocate it or redirect it to another department.
Yeah, it. When we were on oversight, the national treasury submitted to us the cut was effected across all grants, and in fact, the largest cut was effected on the HSDG, which is the Human Settlement Development Grant, and also on the RD, which is also another big grant, and MEET. So the concern then in oversight, when we're on site, is that the cuts are effected, but this should be communicated on time to affected municipalities, affected departments, because reductions do not take place in the middle of the implementation, but are affected in the outer years.
Okay.
So departments should be able to plan accordingly to respond to those cuts because they affect the entire
MTF.
Government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Honourable Member Mashamu.
Chair, I guess the matter that is being dealt with is a very complex matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendations that we are speaking to will necessarily not solve the problem. Because Treasury will continue to withhold monies if they are underspending or if there are matters that seem to be lack of compliance. Now, perhaps what the committee should consider in its future recommendation on a matter like this is best to find a creative way of ensuring that the people's rights are not being violated, because whilst we have to ensure that there is prudent management of resources, but we must balance that against the rights of individuals and the people that are affected by our decisions. And therefore, instead of saying Treasury pay them, even if, because that money must go to ESCOM, my recommendation would be, why can't Treasury pay ESCOM directly, so that the beneficiaries, who are the people whose rights are being affected by this decision, are not affected. The state does not, or national government does not form part of those who are involved in the violation of people's rights. So you raise the rights issue about the monetary issue, which is a crucial matter. You still punish the municipality by not giving the money, because perhaps they are not using that money to pay ESCOM, but they take it into their pockets. So pay ESCOM and protect the rights. I think, for me, that is primary.
We once raised it to say, National Treasury, can't you take the money from them and pay, you know, because that also is punishing people instead of cutting water and cutting electricity because of the debt by municipalities. Can't National Treasury find a creative way of paying them and taking it from their budget? Okay, but let's hear Honourable Member Top M.
I think it's different. Issues, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So all right.
The recommendation is the one issue, and I think that's been covered now. So that's right, that's you too. On my old hat as the chairman of a spokesperson on the Scopus site for Metro, I think what the Treasury kind of do is that what's happening in the past is money was being given to the councils and to the Metro, etc., to do a certain thing with, and then they didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then the money was never returned, and it just got lost in the process. So all they say in Treasury is effectively, if we give you this money to build certain infrastructure, and if by the end of the year you haven't done it, then you've got to give us the money back and reapply. So it doesn't necessarily get lost. And that's an acceptable thing. Because what is happening is the Metros were just doing nothing about it. They were taking the money and not doing what they had to do with the grant. So all the Treasury stuff, if you get certain grants, those grants have to be spent by the end of the year, or you give us the money back and then get to reapply the next year. So it forces the council to actually do their tender processes so that by the end of the year the process is started. So there's two different things, there's multiple different problems. I mean, it's a different thing taking the money away as a penalty. But what they're effectively doing is they're forcing the council to actually do what they mean to do with the money.
So, if I understand you correctly, you are happy with this resolution, but we need to craft another resolution on the matter raised by
what you guys are raising here about them punishing them for not doing something else. Because I don't know whether that's fair. I mean, withholding money because you haven't paid ESCOM is not a good reason. Okay, I don't know where that exactly happened. I wasn't around when you heard that. Taking the money back because you didn't spend it as you were said, so you had to spend the grant. That is acceptable. So
the angle that was drawn into this discussion is, even when you pay them, there's no guarantee they're going to pay for the services. So how do we craft a recommendation?
All that, sorry, are they doing that? When we're talking about the municipal infrastructure grant, so is there any evidence that they've taken an MIG grant back, which we didn't pay ESCOM? Where was that specifically? I think it's a different grant, it's a different scenario. I don't know where it is. Because I'm happy with what we discussed, you know, the MIG grant. If there's another set of money that was taken back because of my paid ESCOM, that's a different story.
I remember writing that the equitable share.
Equitable share. Yeah. And if I remember correctly from my other sitting on the finance committee before, they've almost never done that. You've got to be so bad at your public fund management as a metro for treasury to withhold money. I think from a previous question with the DG at the time, they've almost never done it.
They've never withheld money.
But they obviously did it somewhere, yeah. So we would actually maybe understand exactly why it was. It would be a lot because if they didn't give money because not paying ESCOM, then almost no, very few town councils and city councils in this country would get any money from Treasury. Because there's so much default paying many creditors, not only ESCOM.
Okay.
So there must have been other factors that exasperated the problem. I would presume, or maybe we should get some more detail on that specific case.
All right. Honourable Member Snokwanyane, I still want us to come back to this one. I strongly feel that we need to craft a recommendation around this one. Because we remember, at one stage, we blamed National Treasury for underspending. When we delved deeper into why the underspending, they then said it was underspending because they had withheld money from the district who had not met the requirement. It's indirect grant. You see, they had held that. So they also were in trouble for withholding because then there was an under expenditure. Okay, but that's fine. It's okay that we raise these things, but we then need to craft something.
Should we table it until the next time Treasury comes and we actually interrogate and ask them for a report? Where have you withheld money? Would you, on equitable share or whichever grant, give us an actual report of the last year, when have you withdrawn money or withheld money because of non-compliance with funds? So we can actually get to better grips with it. Because from my past experience with Treasury, they really pay out money in advance, and we've actually said to them before on the finance side, you must stop paying the municipalities money if they're not compliant. They've almost, from my recollection, they said we almost never done it.
It's
going to be a really serious offense for them.
It was a reason they brought forward why they had underspent. Because they had said, no, you need to lead by example. Underspending is an offense. Why have you? They said, no, it's money that, you know. I even said, but can't you come with creative ways of sending people to go into that municipality to check on what are the blockages? Because what's key is that money should go there for service delivery, not them holding the money. But that's fine. We must then agree on crafting. Is there anyone who can assist us crafting a recommendation on this one? Or we should leave it until we have information?
Initially, what I had read out was just the finding proposal. There was also a recommendation, but the recommendation responds specifically to the submission by COFDA in the hearing themselves, but members are raising additional issues in terms of the respect for
human rights,
also in terms of respect for the law, Mr. Topham has raised. We can have two issues. There's going to be one for the report in response to what was submitted and the discussion that took place there, but also from the meetings, outcomes of the meetings themselves, we can have a resolution in terms of taking the point raised by Mr. Topham for that. We would want a report beginning, say, 2014 on exactly when did this withholding take place, what led to that, and the conditions surrounding it. And if ideally possible, it can form part of what they're going to, because MTPS is in 5 October, I think 3 weeks or so, it should be fine. Should be information that they have. And that information can be used as part of when we finalize the report for the NDPS, that these are the issues we'd like them to consider in the 3-year budget framework that they'll be proposing that we'll make, that we'll agree to. So it's two, there's going to be a recommendation for now for the report, and one for the meeting itself with the resolution, and then we'll send out those requests afterwards.
Okay, Honourable Member Kwabasa? Or is it, was it you? You didn't raise the hand.
No, I did, but you had recognized her before.
Okay. Honourable Member Snukwanyane?
Thank you very much, Chair. Actually, I wanted to pick up on what Honourable Mashamo was raising. That, you know, I think that is really a very important matter, and just also to share with the committee that, you know, it's also payment of the municipalities themselves, because, like, I want to share the fact that in Gauteng, for instance, the provincial departments were not paying municipal services, so the MEC for finance decided to withhold the money, and it is paid directly to the municipalities, which is actually a similar model as what he was raising. But also just to touch on what Honorable Topem was mentioning about the municipalities utilizing the money for something else. I mean, it is historical. A lot of municipalities will receive this fund, and they will not use it for the purpose for which it is allocated. I know, for can make an example, but it was many, many years ago with the Department of Health, because in the past they used to only provide promotive and preventive health services. So when primary health care services was introduced at municipal level, then they were just using the money for their own needs, increasing staff and all that, their own staff, and increasing their salaries, and not doing what they are supposed to do. And I think also the treasury would then withhold the money for two reasons. One of the reasons was that people are not using it for the purpose for which it is meant. And the other thing is, when they see that there is no potential for them spending the money before the end of the financial year, because in any case, if they don't spend it by the end of the financial year, it will be taken away from them. So then they reallocate it, without necessarily saying this is what happened here, because I don't have the details. But these are some of the reasons why the treasury would do some of these things. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Member Kobaza?
Chairperson, I think there are two issues. We are talking to the one is failure of municipalities and departments to pay the pay ESCOM as well as the water boards. So that's one issue. And so I want to pick on what Honourable Snokanyan was saying, that we should include the department, the national and provincial departments, who are not paying municipalities, if we are looking for this information. And also municipalities that are not paying ESCOM. So that's one thing. If we want to resolve that, then we must resolve it altogether, completely. Because if departments are not paying, they are then making it difficult for municipalities themselves to honor their own payments. The second issue that I think we are talking to is the withholding of funds arising from or the recognition that some departments and even municipalities use funds for other things that are not part of their of their plans, like shifting funds to pay salaries. Like we had with the Department of Health, where new health facilities would be built just next to an existing infrastructure that should simply be maintained and upgraded rather than building a new one. All of those things. So we must separate those issues for our own clarity.
Okay.
But I think that we must be careful not to encourage municipalities and departments not to honor their payments by saying to National Treasury, don't withhold their monies. Somebody has got to take responsibility and say you can't continue doing this. So we must not, in our recommendation, discourage National Treasury from exercising legislation to say, but you were wrong in either not paying what you are supposed to who you are supposed to pay, or you were wrong in diverting funds to do other things other than what you were giving to use them for. So that everybody takes responsibility to do the correct thing. So a recommendation that must come from us should not sound like we are condoning wrongdoing by departments or by municipalities. And so it would be important for us to look at the issues, the detail of the issues, and be able to resolve. I noticed that in the recommendations, for instance, almost every recommendation says that the department must find mechanisms for effecting appropriate sanctions for wrongdoing, for poor performance. It's a very general kind of recommendation, but it's correct. If we want to sharpen that recommendation to specific issues, then we must do so, rather than, you know, suggesting that National Treasury should not withhold funds in order to encourage departments to pay. Of course, the issue is if the National Treasury itself should not withhold funds and not pay the next person who are supposed to pay to be paid, like they did withholding the equitable share from the municipalities, and they were also not paying ESCOM. So we should also be saying to National Treasury that they should not do that. Thank you.
Anyone who speaks now must lead us to a conclusion on this discussion. Talk about possible recommendation and not take this, you know, make it bigger, this discussion bigger. Let's move towards rounding up, but also making a concrete recommendation that will bring about a change in the areas of concern. Yes.
Chair, I think there is a resolution which says let's look at all the issues, starting from the departments which are not paying, the municipalities, whether it's paying for water or electricity. Let's look at the municipalities that are not paying ESCOM and the water board. Let's look at funds that have been withheld and look at the reasons why they have been withheld. And then begin to work around it and craft a resolution so that with our recommendation, Parliament's recommendation, should try to resolve these issues rather than encouraging other people to do the wrong things.
Yeah, I think you've made your point on that one. So let's hear what the researcher has to say.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chair, I just want to bring it to the attention of the committee and to you, Chair, that this issue was discussed broadly by this committee with National Treasury before. And what came out from National Treasury, I remember it was during the adjustment budget when they said the process of addressing this matter was underway. There were mechanisms that were taken to make sure that municipalities that were owning Eskom were engaging in negotiations with the Treasury, Eskom, and municipalities to make sure that they reach an agreement as to say how they're going to pay the Eskom. But what has came out also lately was the fact that some municipalities are reneging on those agreements. Yes, they are not honoring those arrangements that they've made. And it's the same issue also with the water affairs, where water boards have been negotiating with municipalities to pay them. I remember in the recent presentation as well that was done by water affairs before the committee, water affairs also indicated and it gave us a list of municipalities where agreements were reached to pay those debts. But some municipalities are also again reneging on those agreements. Another issue, Chair, that we must also be mindful of is that those municipalities, some of them, are raising concerns with regard to the billing system. There are disputes around some of the monies that Eskom and Water Board are claiming to be owed by them. So my view, Chair, or our view, Chair, will be to say probably what the committee needs is to get an update from Mr. Treasurer to say how far the process is in making sure that those debts are being dealt with. Because the last time we spoke to Treasury, there was a mechanism put in place, but we have not yet received an update from the Treasury's side. We have received an update from the water affairs side, but not from the treasury side, as to say how far will that be, or what has been done so far. Then the committee's intervention can then kickstart from that level.
Are we not postponing decision making on this matter? I mean, we've been discussing it. Even after discussing it, the problem remains, né? And it does impact negatively on the human rights of our people on the ground. Why don't we pull the bull by its horns? Just make a recommendation. And then, because the National Treasury will then respond on our recommendations. Né? Let's just take a decision. In other words, we're pushing National Treasury to tell us what is it that they've done and what is it that they're doing. Ne? Because all that we're saying is that we think they must pay the service provider. I'm talking Eskom, talking water boards. These are basic services. You can't play around those areas, ne? And deprive our people of their basic services because of the reliction of duty by municipalities. And these municipalities have been given an opportunity. I mean, every time you go, you hear the municipality has not paid. The municipality has not paid. Which means, in their minds, it's not their priority. But in our case, we're not looking at their priority. We're looking at people first and the human rights factor. Yes. Can we just, you know, some things, right? It's a risk. Any decision making is risk inherent. So let's take this risk and say, boom, you pay. Pay, yeah. What do you think?
No, I was going to just delete out this.
Okay.
Because if you pay, it's compliance with the law.
Yeah.
You must pay for services rendered within 30 days.
Within 30
and
days.
And that's for all state entities. We recommend that National Treasury ensure that all departments, state entities and municipalities comply with regulations pertaining to payment of services rendered within 30 days. this one, okay, the committee can just apply it mine to this. It's just additional to the recommendation. The withholding of funds to municipality should be an absolute last resort and should not in any way affect the provision of basic services to poor households. And the sentence, and that compliance with the 30-day payment rule should not be enforced only on municipalities alone, but all government departments and state entities. And then it ends.
Please, I'd like you to comment on this one. We're now closing. Honorable Masangu, Honorable Topham, Honorable Joklin, Honorable Bemba Nukwanyane, Honorable Member Gwabasa. 1 minute each.
Fair. Yeah.
I think that's still a different issue from what you're worried about, but I'm happy with that. I would change it from basic services to poor communities to reach of the Bill of Rights, something more general, doesn't matter whether it's anything in the Bill of Rights, which is self-evident.
Yeah, that's constitutional. It will make, it will add value and make it carry weight. That's a constitutional issue. Because all other laws must, you know, flow from the constitution. Yeah, maybe let's use constitutional rights.
Okay. Yeah. The protection of
human constitutional rights. Because the focus has always been on these departments. We forget that these departments actually are about the people. So they've got to provide a service to the people.
But Madam Chair, yeah, I do think we still should ask Treasury to come and explain to us more detail. Non-payment or withholding of money, so we can actually get a better understanding. Because I think we were referring to one specific case somewhere.
Yeah.
We only heard the one part of the story. Get Treasury side of the story, proper report from them. Either we can ask a parliamentary question, or why don't we just send them a request to come to us and explain to us. Maybe both Coxer and Treasury together come explain to us where has withholding of any grant or equitable share taken place over the last year or two, and what were the reasons, and what steps did you take prior to withholding?
And the consequences.
Consequences.
Yeah. Because then that must help us to take a practical and a sustainable decision.
Hopefully the consequences were they complied with what they were meant to comply with in the first
place. Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah. So
yes, we are proposing, we're gonna take this and resolution of the committee, and we're gonna programatize it so that it's done now. Yeah.
Okay. On the treasury, there are two ways of dealing with it. You can write to them and say they must provide us with that report, and when they come, they can also talk to that report.
Okay. So it's two.
And as far as I'm concerned, they will be coming to us on Darren Friday.
The applicable meeting would be the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, I think, as part of MCBPS, because the withholding of grant and equitable share impact
on
the Division
of Revenue.
And it's the Division of Revenue Act that actually, the section in that Act that enables them to withhold the funds. So they can include it in that briefing. It will be on.
Next Friday
is the SAA, the 9th of November, that they are briefing the Committee on the Division of Revenue Amendment.
9th of November, is it not too far? Because when they come to brief us about the Division of Revenues, after the Cabinet would have looked at it and adopted it. Remember, our move now is before Cabinet adopts, can we be engaged on this matter so that we can influence at that stage? Because it then becomes difficult to influence after Cabinet has adopted. How is that?
Yeah,
AG.
Come again?
Sorry, I'm just getting confused. I think it was the AG next Friday. What are you saying?
Remember, we asked that they come and brief us today. So they asked that we, because they are already programmed by other committees. The only free time they have is Friday.
We suggested Friday, 13th of October.
13th of October.
The 18th, Tuesday, 17th of October.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If the program changes, you must also send members the adjusted program.
Please, yeah. We are going to send it afterwards. Wait another confirmation.
Okay. It does look like we have exhausted the discussion on the report. And also, I am happy with the manner in which we are looking at the recommendations and how they can, these recommendations and the outcome envisaged in our recommendations. And indeed, if there's no other matter on the report, I will then wait for a change. Yeah, okay. I will then move to the proposal for adoption of the report. Any proposal for adoption of the report with the amendments that we effected through this meeting? Honourable Member Gwabaza proposes. Honourable Member Snukwanyane seconds. Honourable Members, the report has been adopted. The next step will be tabling of the report.
Yeah, we'll send it to
Send it to members,
and then we'll put it on the ATC.
And then I'll sign it off, and then it will be put on the ATC, and then you can expect. Do we normally debate this report? Because you can also table without debating.
Could be declaration. Declaration.
Come again?
There could be declaration.
Or there could be declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Baba. You've helped us to achieve our objective. And thanks. All right. Any announcements and correspondence? I don't have.
One announcement. Musa is still going to the doctor.
Okay. No, that's fine. We wish you a speedy recovery. Then any other announcement
it would have been that we are not financial for coming from the National Treasury. That is just now we scheduled it for the 12th of October. They just still need to confirm that for now.
Okay.
Because they were not available this week. They have to
All right. On the request that we made, that Treasury come and brief us on the rescue, on the SAA rescue plan. Unfortunately, we found that they are already engaged somewhere and they are busy with the final preparations of the MTBPS. It's like they were expected to go to a strat plan. So they are attending a strat plan in preparation for the MTBPS process. So we then shifted that to Friday, the 13th. Is that okay? You are happy?
That's okay.
That's okay.
All
right. No, that's fine. And this is our matter, to be honest, because it's appropriation. They're appropriating money. Now, we want to know where do they get that money from, where are they shifting it from, but also on the basis that there is a policy that says we have reached a ceiling, borrowing ceiling, and then there's a consolidated budget to address the debt. Now, it looks like they've broken the ceiling now. So they will come and explain to us for how long will they be doing that and what is their recourse. They must come and explain to us. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much. There's no correspondence, honorable members. You know, it's so nice to be with you. We can stay here. You know, I don't mind. We can just stay here. The meeting stands adjourned.
After the meeting.
Tomorrow, no.